In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. I want to begin this morning by telling you about an experience that I recently had, which happened on Friday, actually. As many of you might recall, we actually had a screening of a wonderful documentary called Border Souls, and it was about the plight of some of the Syrian refugees in Greece and about the people in Greece who are trying to kind of give them a little bit of comfort, a little bit of support. And after the movie, we were cleaning up, trying to get out, and all of a sudden the phone rang, and I told Presbyter and the others to just let it ring, because if it's an emergency, most of you know my cell phone number. If you do not, then it is on the recording, and they will give me a call. My presbytera decided that she was going to answer the phone, and she did, and my eyes kind of rolled in the back of my head as she began to talk to the person on the phone. See, the issue was that we needed to get home. The babysitter had to leave at 9:30, and it was quickly approaching 9 o'clock. So for me, this telephone call was basically an interruption that we did not need. Then she handed me the phone, and I soon discovered the person on the phone wanted one simple thing from me. They wanted prayer. He had recently had a stroke, and all he wanted was something that would take me less than 1 minute. Then he asked if I would also pray for his family. Again, another minute. The whole conversation maybe took about 5 minutes, and in that time I received three things. I received a blessing, I received a lesson, and I also received the reminder that all of us must see the interruptions in our lives as opportunities. Opportunities to serve our neighbors and also to serve Christ. And this is exactly what we see from Christ all the time. His entire ministry was basically a series of interruptions. We once hear of Christ preaching in a house, and all of a sudden they sent someone down from a roof and interrupted him as he was preaching. How many times did we see Christ rushing through a crowd and people were calling after him, stopping him, trying to be healed from him? And this morning's reading is no different. The lesson for us is the same as well. We too must learn to see these interruptions not as an inconvenience, but as an opportunity to do God's will. So our reading this morning again comes to us from St. Luke's Gospel, and it actually begins right after our Lord had healed the demon-possessed man. He got into the boat and he came over, and when he arrived, he was immediately interrupted. There was a great crowd of people waiting for him there as he was trying probably to get back to his home. And then in the crowd, this man appears, a man who is visibly upset. He gets down on his knees and he begins to plead with our Lord to come with him and to heal his daughter. And the Lord goes with him. Now, as they're rushing through this crowd, trying to get through, another person sees Christ. And this woman, the scripture tells us, is ill, and she had an issue of blood, it says, for 12 years. And she tried everything. She tried everything she could to be healed, and no one could help her. So she thought, if I only touch Christ's garment, I will be healed. And she does. Then our Lord stops and he yells out, "Who touched me?" And the disciples looked at him and said, "What do you mean, who touched you? There are so many people around here. How can we possibly know who it was that actually touched you?" And then the woman, knowing that she was found out, says, the scripture tells us the following. It says that she came trembling and falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. And the Lord says to her, "Your faith has made you well." The Lord saw this interruption as an opportunity. He saw this not as a burden, but as an opportunity to be a comfort to someone who was in need. One pastor once said, "Interruptions, not to Jesus. Interruptions represented people, and people were his business. People were his purpose. Interruptions spelled out opportunities to display his Father's great power and love. They were an opportunity to show mercy in a cruel world. They were an opportunity to show God's presence in a fallen world. And we too are given the same opportunities as well." I mentioned earlier that on Friday, We had an opportunity to watch a documentary about the refugees in Greece. It was a powerful movie, and it was one that reminded me of our theme today. Because many people who saw and continue to see these refugees view them as an interruption of their daily lives, people who are basically getting in the way. But others have seen them as an opportunity to put their faith to work, an opportunity to heed God's call to love, an opportunity to help those who are truly in need. Now, the monk in the video, who was someone who was kind of leading this effort to help, asks a question. He says, if you saw someone drowning, would you ask them if they were a Christian or a Muslim? And he answered, no. You would put your hand out and you would save them. Our Lord once told a similar parable about a man who was beaten and people were hurrying by, people who needed to get somewhere, who couldn't be interrupted, and they just walked right past him. Everyone walked by but one person, and that person is understood as the Good Samaritan. He stopped and he helped. And he, the Lord said, did what all of us are called to do, to be neighbors to all those around us. My friends and my family in Christ, today our Lord was going to help a man who had a sick child and he was interrupted. This interruption showed our Lord's power and his willingness to help and to heal. It also showed that for him and us, there are no interruptions. There are only opportunities. Opportunities to heed our Lord's call to love. Opportunities to show who it is that we really follow. And each of us must try to be open to what our Lord is calling us to do, open to doing his work for his glory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.